Given a vision while speaking. At the 9 o'clock devotional meeting Friday morning, she was the speaker. Compared with others, it was a rather small camp meeting, and in her heart there was a sense of intimacy with the congregation. She sensed the blessing of God resting on her in great measure. While she was speaking to the people, a very brief but reassuring vision was given to her, of which she wrote to James. My mind was for a moment carried to Battle Creek. I spoke of my husband, his work and present affliction. He seemed to be distinctly pictured before me with the divine light above and around him, his countenance expressing peace and inexpressible happiness. I shall never forget this sight presented to my imagination, for I know that God had a care for his servant and his love was toward him, his everlasting arms beneath him. With this vision her heart was at rest. But on the part of her husband and children and the leading brethren in Battle Creek, there was considerable concern for her, especially after receiving her letter describing the ocean trip and sickness, suffering, and weakness. Unbeknown to her, at sunset on Friday evenings, her husband, her family, S. N. Haskell, D. M. Canwright, and the Battle Creek Church were taking her case to the throne of grace. Please unite with us, James wrote to his wife. God will hear us pray, and let us live to act some humble part in his great work. JW to EGW, June 25, 1878. Don't be worried about me, for I am doing well. The Signs of the Times, June 27, 1870. But back to the vision given while she was speaking that Friday morning. In her account of the experience as given in the testimony article, she wrote first of how James White's face bore the marks of health, and he was apparently very happy. She described the scope of that very brief vision and just what took place. His, God's, goodness and glory impressed my mind in a remarkable manner. I was overwhelmed with a sense of his unparalleled mercies and of the work he was doing, not only in Oregon, and in California and Michigan, where our important institutions are located, but also in foreign countries. I can never represent to others the picture that vividly impressed my mind on that occasion. For a moment the extent of the work came before me, and I lost sight of my surroundings. The occasion and the people I was addressing passed from my mind. The light, the precious light from heaven, was shining in great brilliancy upon those institutions which are engaged in the solemn and elevated work of reflecting the rays of light that heaven has let shine upon them. But this was not the only vision given to Ellen White while in Oregon. Of this she wrote. All through this camp meeting the Lord seemed very near me. Just before the camp meeting commenced, in the night season, many things were opened to me in vision, but silence was enjoined upon me that I should not mention the matter to anyone at that time. After the meeting closed, I had in the night season another remarkable manifestation of God's power.